Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The lead editorial in the Tribune today, Brandon Johnson's unconscionable treatment of Dr. Allison Arwoody. And the first sentence written by Chris Jones is, has any public servant in the history of Chicago been treated more shabbily than Public Health Chief Dr. Allison Arwoody? You've had a moment to think about that, Chris. Are you standing by that? That's as bad as we've ever seen a public official treated in this town?
Well, good question. I think I do. And I think my argument would be a COVID-related argument, that that particular public official got this city through COVID. And I don't know how well you remember her briefings, but I remember them pretty well. I always thought that she was an incredibly reliable and capable person, not because of any particular political affiliation, but because she presented the facts, in a very unbiased and very clear way. And she was very unflappable. And I think now that COVID has retreated, we forget some of the people who really did incredible service in this city. And I think she was one of them, John.
Yeah, I'm glad that you took the time to remind us how eminently qualified she was. Harvard, Columbia, Yale, CDC, traveling the world, Ebola investigations, and then a specialty in communicating with the community in times of a pandemic. When we first discovered her on the scene, I was like, holy cow, we got one of those? I felt so lucky to live in Chicago and be under her medical stewardship. So lucky us. But then in your editorial, you write, it boils down to Johnson, that would be the mayor's, allegiance to the Chicago Teachers Union, which did all it could to fight Lori Lightfoot and Arwoody's attempts to open the schools and get the city's kids back in the classroom. Alongside the city kids, the city's kids in private and parochial schools who were already back, as were the children in the Chicago suburbs, as were the kids in Europe and many other U.S. states. Everybody was going back, and the CTU fought the mayor and Dr. Arwoody. They didn't want to go back into the classroom. Oh, yeah, I remember that. So at the press conference today, the question was asked to the mayor, do you think this is payback? I presume you've heard of his answer now.
Yeah. Well, whether or not it was payback, I guess I feel that the question is there are certain public servants who deserve to be treated better than that. And I think, you know, it's a tricky one because she was a holdover from the previous administration. And I would acknowledge that Johnson has the right to hire, you know, he has the right to have his own people, and I that's the way it works. And if you're a political appointee, you know that. And I think Arwoody clearly knew that, and he certainly signaled his intention. All of that is true, but I don't think any of us like to go like that quietly at 5 o'clock on a Friday without any ability to say goodbye to the people that we've worked with. Now, the reality of life is sometimes that's the most convenient way to get rid of people, the hope being that the media will let it pass. And I suppose most people are also immune to that. But I come back to what I said before and say, this wasn't an ordinary situation. This was the person that got us through COVID. And I think that the political disagreements that he had with her should have taken second fiddle, if you like, to what she achieved. And I think that she should have been treated differently because of the situation that the city was in during the COVID crisis and her central role there. And I think that the controversial issues that he was talking about were not primarily her fault. Like, she was involved in, I mean, the arguments about opening schools were political arguments. And it's one thing to come back now with hindsight and say this should have been that. And I recognize that hindsight wasn't available when we were all in the throes of this. But I still say here was somebody who deserved the key to the city for what she did.
But
and to
I
go
may,
out this way.
All right. But, Chris, what? How did we score now that the dust is somewhat settled on this? Who was right? Was the Chicago Teachers Union right, or was Allison Arwoody right about the kids going back into the classrooms?
Well, I think the general view now is that learning loss was too great to to suggest that it was right to keep those schools closed past the point where they were closed. Like, in other words, there was a period of time where they clearly had to be closed, arguably anyway.
Yeah.
But I think it's generally accepted that CPS schools were closed for too long, and that the city and those students paid a price for that. And I think reasonable people, if those such people still exist, John, reasonable people of both political parties could generally agree on that. And that, again, it's a comment made with hindsight, but I believe that is, I think, the consensus of the establishment at this point.
Sure. Well, and it was a legitimate concern of the teachers in those poorly ventilated rooms, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
True.
But knowing what we know now, if he's keeping score, it would seem to me like he owes her an apology, not a dismissal. He could be silent on the subject, but that does not seem today to be a good reason to let her go.
No, I think that's the part that's really what motivated the board, I think, to write that editorial is precisely that. That's not a reason now to let it go. But there's also it says a lot about a city in how it lets people go. And I think what stuck in our core a little bit was just the manner of this, the humiliation of it, frankly. And I think that it was regrettable, and that ideally everything in a city is done in the light of day with clarity and with openness. And this, to me, didn't fall into that category. Whatever you thought about school closings, whatever you thought about the CTU, this was not a decision taken in that, at least the way it was communicated to the public was regrettable, to say the least. And I think you might say in the case of most city employees, that goes with the territory. When it comes to the COVID czar for Chicago, which did not, John, suffer the kinds of things that I saw in New York, where the body bags and we did pretty well, is my view. And much credit to that goes to Arwoody, also to the state, to the governor, I think did well. I think Arwoody did well. I think Lori Lightfoot did generally well. And this is a sort of a sad denouement, if you would.
Yeah. Denouement. Wow. Or,
denouement,
put another way,
say it, John.
realize. I'm out of time. Sorry, Chris.
Yeah.
Nice to talk to you. It's
a
really
nice
well-written and thoughtful editorial in the Tribune today. Thanks for jumping on with us.
Appreciate coming on. Bye, John.